Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hey everyone, Paul here, and welcome to another episode of the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, where we make learning guitar simple, structured, and fun. In this week's episode, I'm going to be going through the basic eight. These are the eight basic open beginner chords you need to learn. So if you're just starting off on your guitar journey, this episode is going to be fantastic to give you a roadmap of what chords to learn and how to basically learn them. If you already know these chords, I'll be throwing out a few extra little tips to help you get over some challenges if you find them a little bit tricky. And at the end of this episode, I'm going to give you some songs you can actually put these straight into use. So by the end of today's episode, you have a complete roadmap for the chords you should be learning, how you should be learning them, and then some songs to actually put them to use. Before we dive into that, though, I do have a little bit of Beginner Guitar Academy news. So I'm recording this episode on Friday the 14th of November. On the Sunday, the 16th of November, we are doing a Sip and Strum over at Beginner Guitar Academy. That means you can join me live on Zoom and we're going to learn how to play a famous song. In this Sip Strum, we're going to be looking at Zombie by the Cranberries, which is a fantastic beginner song. It only has four chords in it, but you can also make it a little bit harder as there's some lead parts in it. We can look at making the chords a little bit more interesting by enhancing them a little bit. There's loads of stuff we can do to make this a bit cooler to play. So if you have learned this song before, I'll be showing you ways to, again, take to the next level. If you haven't learned this song, it's going to be fantastic because by the end, you'll be able to play it all the way through and you have a new song for your repertoire. And we are going to be doing this at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 16th of November. I'll be sending out the links to join me on Zoom on the day of the Sip and Strum and the day before. So watch out for the emails. You also find the link over in the community at Beginner Guitar Academy. Now the news out of the way, let's dive into this week's episode where we're looking at the eight essential chords every beginner needs to learn. So before we dive into the actual chords and we go through the shapes and all that kind of good stuff, I do want to go through the 3F Beginner Guitar Academy chord method to make sure we are playing chords correctly. Now, if you have listened to podcasts a little while, you've probably heard me say this before, but if you haven't, we're going to run through. And if you had, this might be a good kind of memory jog and just a reminder of how to actually fret your chords properly. So the three Fs, the first F is flat thumb. So you want your thumb around the back of the neck, pointing up like a thumbs up. That's going to help give you support and strength. The second F is fingertips. So when we are placing our finger on the string and pushing down, we use the very tip of our finger. And the third F is fret. So we position the tip of our finger close to the fret wire. That means we have to push down quite so hard and you shouldn't get any buzzes or dead notes. So they are the three Fs. So flat thumb, fingertip, fret wire. So finger nice and close to that fret wire. As we're going through this, just keep checking in, make sure we've got those three bases covered and your chords should be awesome. So now let's dive into the basic eight. So to begin with, we're going to look at the major chords, the five majors. We're going to start with the A major. That's what it sounds like. So to play it, we're going to take our first finger and put it on the D string, second fret. Second finger on the G string, second fret. And third finger on the B string, second fret. We strum from the A string down. And it is a five string chord. Another way of playing this chord is taking your first finger and putting it on the G string, putting your second finger above that on the D string, second fret, and your third finger on the B string, second fret. Now, this way of playing the A chord is really helpful if you're finding it difficult to squeeze your fingers into the fret when they're stacked on top of one another. This is a nice workaround, and you should find it a little easier to do it. Now, one of the problems people find when they're playing this chord is muting that top E string. You might find your finger hangs down and mutes out that string. So to help that, bring your thumb down the back of the neck. If you found your thumb's kind of crept up, it's getting quite high over the top of the neck, bring it down. As I bring it down, the wrist comes out the front a little bit more and fingers naturally arch up. And that should help us fret up that top E string and get that good sound. Just make sure also there's a bit of a gap between the palm of your hand and the neck. Make sure your palm of your hand isn't touching that neck. Again, that could be a reason why we're muting out that string. So that is our A chord. Let's move on now to C chord. Now, C chord could be a tricky one because we're stretching the length of the guitar neck. First finger is on the B string fret 1, second finger is on the D string fret 2, and third finger is on the A string fret 3. So you can see it's quite a stretchy chord. So it's a bit of a tough one to get. And it's a five string chord. So we're going from the A string down. So again, a big problem people find with this one is muting strings, and this has got the G string in between two fingers. So between our first and second finger, we have this G string, so we've got to make sure we're not touching that. Then we have the E string, just like I had on the A chord, that is easy to touch and mute. So again, use those tip of the fingers, arch those fingers up, and make sure we got a nice clean sound. Again, the thumb is a big variable there. If you move that down the back of the neck, that'll help arch everything up. Now the next chord is the D chord. So first finger goes on G2, second finger goes on E2, and third finger goes in the middle on the B3. Now, a common mistake people make this one is just strumming too many strings. It's only a four string chord, so we go from the D string down. So miss out string 6 and string 5. Now, if you do bring those in, I'll show you what happens. It sounds very messy. They're very overpowering, those two strings. So you end up just really hearing those. So by going D string down, you're going to have a lot more clarity in the shape, and it's going to sound a lot better. Just be careful how many strings we strum. Next chord is the E major. So first finger goes on the G1, second finger goes on the A2, and third finger goes on the D2. It's a six string chord, so we can just play all of them. And then one thing we can look at here, talking about common struggles, is just how hard you're pushing down. So quite often people find the G string mutes out. So make sure as you're pushing down to hear that, make sure we tip a finger close to the fret wire, what we talked about earlier. But also make sure we're not pushing down too hard. A big trap people fall into, especially when they're starting, is just by pushing down too hard, they get sore fingertips, and then they can't then practice for a couple of days because they've got to wait for their fingers to kind of heal. So don't push down too hard. We can do what we call finding the buzz point, where you pick the string and you release the pressure until you get buzzes. You then apply the pressure back on until you get the clean note. This also trains you how hard you need to push down to get the clean note without pushing down too hard or not hard enough. So that's a really good kind of exercise to do, just make sure we push down hard enough. And then the final of our five major chords is the G major. So we said about C being stretching the length of the guitar neck, G stretches the width of it. So our first finger goes on the A string fret 2, second finger goes on the E string fret 3, and our third finger goes on the high E fret 3. Six string chord, and such a common one. G is a really common chord, so it's one we really want to get under our fingers. So you're going to see this time and time again. Now, a big common struggle people find with this one is actually getting to it. So you might go from C to G, you might go from D to G, A to G. There's no built-in shortcuts, so it's a difficult one to get speed. Love Me Do by Beatles is a fantastic song for C to G. But it's just going to take time, take a bit of practice. Beginning guitar students, I've got a whole course on speeding up your chord changes. You'll find that in the live section, because this was a challenge we did a year ago. And I break down how to work on the speeds and get it faster. So definitely go and check out that challenge to help with a few more ideas. Definitely the C to G, when you have chord changes, don't have shortcuts, and chord changes with shortcuts, I go through all that. Okay, so there are the five major chords. Now let's move into the minor chords, the sad sounding, melancholy sounding chords. And the first one we're going to look at is A minor. Our first finger is on the B1, our second finger goes on the D2, and our third finger goes underneath second finger on the G2. Now I should say, actually, as I'm going through this, I'm saying the finger numbers and the chord positions and where you put your fingers quite fast. So if you actually want to see where to put your fingers, go and check out the show notes for this episode. If you go to bgapodcast.com/260, that's just the numbers 260, they'll take you to the show notes for this episode, and I'll put a PDF on there that has all the chord boxes. So you can actually see where to put your fingers. You have to try and keep up with me saying it out loud. Obviously, remember, we've got the video here as well, so I'm recording a video as I'm recording the audio. You can go and check that out at our YouTube channel, beginnerguitaracademy.tv, and that's obviously gonna make it easier because you'll be able to see where my fingers are going. So that is our A minor chord. Again, straight fingers close to the metal. I'm gonna keep reminding you about these good techniques, just so they're habitual, so we're not even thinking about it, fingers just kind of default to it. Great shortcut from A minor to C on this one, because you have to move one finger. So that's a really fun one to do. Anyway, next chord, D minor. So first finger goes on the E string, fret 1. Second finger goes on the G string, fret 2. And third finger goes on the B string, fret 3. So four string chords, so you're going from the D string down. Now, people sometimes struggle with this one just for the stretch, because your first finger and third finger stretch. It's quite a stretch across those frets. So it might take a little while to get used to. If you are finding chord stretching troublesome anyway, go and check out the quick tip section at Beginning Guitar Academy. I've got a whole stretching routine of how to start stretching your fingers. And it definitely works. You know, spend just a couple minutes every time you practice to stretch your fingers. You'll find you get more flexibility and you will be able to get these stretches. That's definitely a good way of doing it. says our D minor, and the final chord of the basic A is E minor. Now here we're going to use our first finger on the A string 2nd fret, and our 2nd finger underneath that on the D string 2nd fret. Quite a lot of people will use 2nd finger and 3rd finger instead of 1st and 2nd. We will use 1st and 2nd mainly because of the course at Beginner Guitar Academy, we talk very early on about pivot fingers. So we learn the E minor chord, then we learn the C chord. If you're using your 1st and 2nd finger, you can keep your 2nd finger down. It's in exactly the same place for the E minor as it is the C, so you can just pivot around it, and that really helps speed it up. So that's why I teach 1st and 2nd finger, not 2nd and 3rd. Right, so there are the 8 chords. Again, go and check out the show notes at bgapodcast.com/260. Just the numbers, again, not spelt out. And download the PDF, has all the shapes on it. Next we want to talk about then is how to practice these. So we talked about the 3 Fs for good chord technique. So to make sure, hopefully, we're getting a good sound out of the chord. Now I want to talk about the 3 Ss. Shape, sound, and speed. And this is how I'd recommend practicing chords. Any chord, but obviously we're going to focus on these ones. So first thing is shape. So there's no point trying to start playing songs unless you really get a shape down, because you won't have any fluency. You're having to stop thinking, oh, what's that C chord? Oh yeah, 1st finger goes there, 2nd finger goes there, 3rd finger goes there. We need to have this shape so ingrained, it's a reflex. We get the shape very quickly and you're off to the races. If you have to think too much about it, that's going to slow it down, and that's not, we're not going to be able to play a song. So how we can do this is you get a chord. Let's go over A, because that was the first one we did. Then we're going to remove our fingers from the chord and put them down again. Move them, put them down again. This helps us really ingrain where our fingers are going to go. What we do eventually want to do, though, is lose the shape. What you don't want to do is lift the shape up. Don't move your fingers in and put it straight down, because you're not really teaching your fingers to go into different places. You need to lose that shape and reform it. And eventually what we can do is put your hand on your knee, put your hand on your leg, put your hand on your knee. When you put your hand on your knee, you slap your knee so you lose the shape completely and you come back up again. If you want to make it more challenging, you could then use a metronome. So, so one click would be you playing the chord, one click would be you slapping your knee. You could then even use a timer to see how many times you can get that A chord in like 30 seconds. That's a great way of keeping track of your progress. But that's the first thing to do, get the shape. Make sure you know the individual shape and you can get to it quickly. The next S is sound. So we pick each string individually, making sure we can hear each string. What we might find is this. There's notes buzzing, there's mutes. So we stop on that string, we adjust it. So we come back to the 3 Fs we talked about earlier, the flat thumb around the back, the fingertips, and close to the metal. That will normally cure that. It might take a bit of training of the fingers, so be patient with this. It's normally, you'll get it and think, oh, I've cracked the chord. You'll come back to it. Oh, it's gone again. It takes a little while to program into your fingers the place to go. Eventually your fingers will just default to that shape, but it takes a very high number of repetitions, so be patient. So we've got the shape, you know the chord, we've got the sound, it sounds pretty good now, fingers are going where they should do. The final S is speed. Now we can start putting that chord with others and working our chord changing. So if we go A to D perhaps, that's a nice one, and we can start working on changing from one chord to the other. Now the great thing about A to D is there's a shortcut here. Third finger just slides up in the 3rd fret, and in 1st, 2nd finger just drop down. So when you're talking about chord changing speed, very rarely is it a case of moving fingers quicker. It's normally a case of moving fingers less. So minimal movement is really the secret of getting speed. So there are the 3 S's, shape, sound, and speed. Go through the chords, working through that, and again, we'll get these chords flying in no time. Definitely recommend using stuff like a timer, picking like maybe just 2 chords, like a set, doing like E minor to G. That's got a lovely little shortcut where you keep 1st finger down. Put on that timer, see how many times you can do it in 30 seconds. Then obviously, the next time you do it, hopefully you're doing more changes in that 30 seconds and then more. Maybe give yourself a target of maybe just 2 chords a week, especially if you're doing something like 4 or 5 practice sessions even every day. That'd be fantastic. And then you start to see it speed up. But definitely sound like a timer will really help you notice when you are improving. Okay, so we've got all the 8 chords going now. We've talked about some of the techniques of how to play, and we talked about the 3 Fs. We talked about the 3 Ss as well, so the shape, sound, speed of how to really get these chords really locked under your fingers and start moving between them. Now let's talk about some songs we can use these in. So you can go and check out episode 173 of the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, where I go through 10 easy songs to learn on guitar. Then I basically give you a whole roadmap of learning songs from the first song we do at Beginner Guitar Academy, which is Under Pressure. which is only two notes on one string, so it's fantastic. And then building up a horse stone name, so two chords, and then going through loads of chords. And it will give you basically a roadmap of how to put these chords into songs. So that'd be a really good place to start. If you want a song, though, to blitz all your major chords, Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix is a fantastic one. And that goes C, G, D, A, and E. And it spends a little bit longer than that E. And that is it. It just loops out for the whole song. So C, G, D, A, and E, and you got Hey Joe. If you like pop, you could also check out Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. That is a D minor. And this is actually a great minor chord song. So I've got a few minor chord songs for you as well. So you've got the D minor, E minor, A. And then Never Met a Girl Like You Before by Edwyn Collins is a nice one as well. And that does use a capo. So you need a capo at fret 3. And then that's the chord shapes of A minor, D minor, E minor. And there we go. So check out those songs. That'll really get them going and get you rocking. Never Met a Girl Like You Before is a nice one as well because it's got this cool little lead line he does. This that one. So that's quite a fun one to play too. So that's a really fun song. That's in C minor pentatonic. If you know your pentatonic scales, you can have a play around that one. Go on to try and work out by ear as well. So give yourself a bit of a test if you're a slightly higher student. Try and work out that lead line. Again, C minor pentatonic is the scale it comes from. So there you have it. The basic eight chords. A, C, D, E, and G major. A minor, D minor, and E minor. Now, with those chords, you can literally play hundreds of songs. They're in so many tunes, just those basic eight. From Beatles to Green Day to Bob Dylan to Bob Marley. From classic songs, classic rock to pop, you're going to find these chords in there. Remember, I've got the PDF to accompany this episode. Go to the show notes at bgapodcast.com/260 to download the PDF so you can see where things are going to go. And after this to me, you'll obviously say it too quickly. And if you are a beginner guitar key member, head over to the song section and you'll find loads of songs that use these chords. Also, go over to the workshop section and you'll find like the campfire songs where we do 10 campfire songs that use a lot of these chords as well. And there's a few other workshops in there where you can put these to the test. So as always, guys, hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Also, it really helps me get the show out to more beginners and help more people learn the guitar. So until next week, keep practicing. Stay consistent, keep rocking, and I'll talk to you next week for another episode.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com. Until next time, take care.